Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better, even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing
and make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let's face it. Sometimes running a business is not all gumdrops and lollipops. It can be frustrating, right? So the question for you today is, have you ever had a client or a project that just did not go the way that you thought it would? Sure you have. Business is filled with learning lessons. We all have things to learn. And if it was super, super easy, we probably wouldn't be the only one doing it, right? So what you have to do is sit down and say, okay, occasionally there's going to be glitches in the system. Sometimes it's not going to work out the way you planned. So you have to think about that for a second. Whose fault is it? You don't necessarily have to assume blame, but a lot of times it's one of two things. It's either your fault or it's the client's fault. Now, I know some people will immediately say it's the client's fault, but sometimes, you know, the onus falls on you. So here's some of the things that you have to think about. Number one, if it is your fault, it's usually because you have not set really super, super clear expectations. You may think you have, but you may have deleted or missed some details in the entire sales process, meaning that there are certain expectations that the client may have that were unwritten that you guys did not 100% agree upon. Another one can be that you maybe overpromised and underdelivered a little bit. Now, you know, you've probably had a process in place where everything worked perfectly, but sometimes the results don't always end up the way you expect them. The process ends up being more difficult than expected. Maybe you're trying to reach a certain audience and the audience isn't responding. At least in my world, that happens. Sometimes you can put the best offer in front of people and they just don't do anything. The other thing that happens that could be your fault is you learn things along the way. All right. An example of this is I had a client who wanted to transfer their website to a new server. Okay, cool. So we transfer the website and then they say, hey, we need to transfer our email over there. Okay, so, you know, we copied and pasted and transferred the email. And then midstream through this, it's like, hey, our calendars aren't working. It's like, whoa, I didn't know about the integration of the calendars and the email and how this all worked. And it was my fault because, you know, I didn't ask the right questions. And frankly, I didn't know what questions to ask. So sometimes you just learn things in the process, and frankly, if that comes up again, I'm going to say, I don't do that. And that happens occasionally in business. You learn, you grow, you change, and you set different expectations. But sometimes it's not your fault. A lot of times clients will hear what they want to hear, and they may hear different things. People sometimes remember things differently or maybe just process it differently. But, you know, they're not necessarily hearing the entire process. So in other words, in their minds, something was broke and they hire you to fix it. And after you fix it, it doesn't work as expected. And they turn around and say, hey, this is worse than when it was broke. No, it's different. It may not work perfectly, but it's definitely better than what it was. Now, their expectation may be that, you know, you're going in to change the oil and they're going to have a new engine that's going to run faster. You know, that's just the way they hear it. So sometimes you got to make sure that you're super, super clear about that. The other problem that I seem to run into a lot is clients refuse to participate in the success. In other words, they just want you to do everything. But they won't give you answers. They won't fulfill their part of the ball game. In other words, they want you to hit and then catch the ball. where somebody's got to be hitting the ball and somebody's got to catch the ball and somebody's got to throw it back in order to continue the game, right? You can't hit a ball, run and catch it, and then go back and hit it again. So it's a kind of a hand in glove, and glove is the metaphor, way of doing things. And sometimes clients just don't want to get their hands dirty. They just want to say, you take care of everything. Well, if they're not giving you the answers, or they're not giving you access, or they're not fulfilling their part of the bargain, then a lot of times that can cause the problem. The last one is scope creep. And if you've never heard it, it's where somebody comes in and says, hey, I want a block of cheese. And then they say, well, you know, I wanted a block of cheese, but now I really want a wheel of cheese. And then it goes a little further and say, no, I want a cheese factory. And then the next thing is, no, I want a farm with a cheese factory and a whole bunch of milk cows in there and all the employees to work for me. That is scope creep, where they say what they want and then it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I get that a lot of times. So how do we deal with all of these things, whether it's your fault or not? So let me lay out some steps to success. The first one is you have to communicate. You have to reset the expectations. You have to make sure that in every step of the process that you're saying, here's what I'm doing, here's what we expect, and here's where the results can be expected but not guaranteed. So you have to make sure you're communicating that. If something is not working out the way you intended it to, or the client didn't intend it to, then you have to invest a little time to investigate what other options are out there. What else can you do? Maybe you need to hire somebody else to come in. Maybe you need to change the way that you're doing things. But the bottom line is you have to then go figure out exactly what's going to make them happy and what's going to get the project completed. The next thing that you have to do is reiterate. Okay, so now that you've understood where, you know, they heard things differently and, you know, you've set the expectations and things aren't working out after you've investigated it, now you've got to say, okay, here's the process. Here's what we're going to do. And you have to tell them that you've found a new way of doing things and you have to help them understand the expectations. How long is it going to take? Is it going to cost more money? How are we going to get to the point where you're satisfied and I'm satisfied? The next thing is you have to try your best. Give it your best shot. But sometimes it just can't be fixed, especially within the scope of the budget or the time frame or whatever it is. I mean, you have to sit down and say, hey, I'm going to do my best to make this work. But there gets to be a point where you just have to say, you know what? I don't think I can do this. So then you have to get to the point where you have an agreement to let go. You want to leave on amicable terms. If you can solve the problem and it costs a little more, takes a little longer, and the client agrees to it, then give it your best shot. But sometimes you can go down that road and still not meet their expectations. So you have to work out an exit plan. And you want to make sure that exit plan is amicable. In other words, they're agreeing to it, you're agreeing to it, and you're not just leaving them hanging. So sometimes you have to have that hard conversation and just say, look, I am not the best fit. I cannot fix this problem. What you should do is research an option for them and see if you can help them find a solution. So that's the best that you can do, is try to meet their expectations, but maybe you can't. So, number one, be realistic. Realize that you don't know everything and sometimes you're going to learn some new stuff. Number two, poo-poo happens, all right? Sometimes things break in the process, or the process breaks, or expectations change. So when things get tough on a project, you need to regroup, rethink, and keep moving forward, even if it means giving up and moving on. So I hope you found this useful, and I hope you really enjoyed this podcast. If you do, please go to iTunes and leave us a review. You can find it as The Bacon Podcast, and you can do it through your iTunes app, or you can do it online. So again, we appreciate you. If there's any topics you want us to cover, just let us know.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.